The weather's at the top of the news today, as a winter storm warning remains in effect through 6 p.m. tonight for East Central New York, Southern Vermont, Western Massachusetts, and Northwest Connecticut. Heavy snow with some sleet likely in the Mid-Hudson Valley and Northern Connecticut. Snow accumulations of 8 to 12 inches are anticipated. Expect localized amounts up to 15 inches across the Catskills, Southern Greens, and Berkshires. Maximum snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour. The heaviest snowfall is expected this morning. Dangerous travel conditions are expected through the morning commute and possibly into the evening commute. A snow emergency has been declared in the village of Catskill with effect of 8 p.m. Tuesday, February the 4th. All vehicles should be parked on the odd number side of the village streets between 8 p.m. Tuesday and 8 p.m. Wednesday. Vehicles should then be moved to and parked on the even numbered side of the street from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday and continue to be moved every 12 hours until the snow emergency is canceled. In addition, there will be no parking on Main Street from Green Street to Summit Avenue effective 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Vehicles that hinder snow removal operations will be ticketed and towed at the owner's expense. Residents who usually park on Main Street are advised to use the municipal parking lots. The Register Star is reporting a snow emergency has been declared in the town of Greenport from 12 a.m. midnight Tuesday until 12 p.m. on Thursday. No parking on streets will be allowed during that time and cars in violation will be towed. Mayor William H. Hallenbach has declared a snow emergency in the city of Hudson effective 8 p.m. from Tuesday. All vehicles must be parked on the odd number side of the street beginning at 8 p.m. Tuesday for a period of 24 hours. Vehicles should then be moved to the even numbered side of the street by 8 p.m. on Wednesday, where they should remain for 20 hours until 4 p.m. Thursday, February the 6th. Snow removal begins at 12 a.m. midnight on Friday, February the 7th. All cars must be parked on the odd numbered sides of the street until 12 p.m. noon on Friday. Snow removal resumes at 12 a.m. midnight on Saturday, February the 8th. All cars must be parked on the even-numbered side of the street until 12 p.m. noon on Saturday. Sidewalks should be shoveled to the curb within 12 hours after the storm concludes for Warren Street, within 24 hours of the storm's conclusion for the remainder of the city. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the U.S. Farm Bill was passed by the Senate with a 68-32 vote on Tuesday, February the 4th, and sent to President Barack Obama for signature. U.S. Representative Chris Gibson voted in favor of the bill in the January 29th House of Representatives vote. Senator Charles Schumer voted for the bill because of the wide range of programs it supports for state residents. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said she could not vote for the bill because of the $8.6 billion in cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, over the next 10 years. Gillibrand said, and I quote, "Only in Washington could a final bill that doubles the already egregious cuts to hungry families, while somehow not creating any more additional savings than originally proposed, be called progress," end quote. Tina Sharp, executive director of Columbia Opportunities, said there are 3,605 households and 6,314 persons receiving food stamps in Columbia County. The average household will lose $30 to $50 a month, or 20 to 33 meals under the provisions of the bill, she said. That is a story you will find in today's Register Star. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board has given the Greene County Emergency Medical System the option of moving into the Catskill Rescue Squad building under a deal that could reduce the town's costs for paramedic coverage. At a town board meeting on Tuesday, February the 4th, Town Ambulance Administrator George June said the paramedic service pays about $3,000 per month in rent that could be waived if it's shared space with the town. The Catskill Town Board has been considering whether to seek paramedic certification for the Catskill Rescue Squad, troubled by rising costs for Greene County Emergency Medical Systems coverage. That is a story that you will find in today's Daily Freeman. Finally, Jordan Corleo Evangelist is reporting in the Capitol Confidential that state Senate Democrats are backing legislation to accelerate the state minimum wage hike to $9 by the end of the year, or failing that, free cities and towns to raise minimum pay rate within their own borders. The local control provision would allow local governments to raise the minimum wage as they see fit to counteract varying economic conditions and cost of livings across the state. The Democrats' proposal comes as President Barack Obama is pushing Congress to hike the federal minimum wage from $7.25 to $10.10 by 2016. New York's minimum wage increased to $8 on January the 1st of this year. A Senate GOP spokesman said Republicans remain focused on policies that, and I quote, create new, good-paying jobs and reduce the high cost of doing business in New York, end quote. That is a story that you will find in the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The National Weather Service in Albany is calling for snow, mainly before 4 p.m. today. The snow could be heavy at times, with a temperature high near 30 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 100%. New snow accumulations of 5 to 9 inches are possible. Wednesday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 10 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, a temperature low around 10 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Wednesday night is 30%. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch is possible. The forecast for the next 3 days. On Thursday, it will be sunny with a high near 25 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 7. Wind chill values as low as minus 2 degrees. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 25. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 2 degrees. And for Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 26 degrees. A chance of snow showers for Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 14. Sunrise today was at 7.03 a.m. and the sun will set at 5.15 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 12 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 5th day of February 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.